you was wanting to stop, you'd pull back on the reins.
And so what?
Well.
Right. Did you ever hear anybody call the pigs, or did you ever call them?
I've called them many times when I was a little kid and say, piggy, 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 piggy. But you know, there's one thing that's always hungry. You hardly ever did have to call them to come to get the slop and the trough.
That's how you come to
they knew what they had that bucket.
Do you know how to call sheep? You said y'all didn't have any.
No, we never did have any sheep for that reason. I don't know much about sheep.
What about calling the chickens?
I just said chicky, 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 chicky.
And they knew. That was their name.
That was their name.
And
well, the little old bitty chickens, when they was little, I could hear my mother call them bitties.
Mm-hmm.
She'd say, bitty, 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 bitty.
Was there a special call to a calf other than the regular call for the cow?
No, I don't think so, because the cow always stayed with the calf until it was weaned, and it was old enough to wean, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I don't think there was no different one to call a calf, because we never did.
If somebody was doing a plow with the horses or the mules and they wanted to turn left, was there anything that they said?
G and haw was how you guided the team whenever you was plowing.
What?
G and haw.
Oh,
G for the right and haw for the left.
Oh.
That's the way.
And they knew, I guess they were trained.
They were trained like that.
G and haw.
You had to break a mule into plowing just like you did anything else. You had to break them into driving a team, you know, with a wagon, you had to break them in. I've seen some mighty wild mules. Lord, I wouldn't have more touched them mules for nothing
really?
In this world. And the boys would break them young mules in, you know, to where they could discipline them there, applying, or driving onto a wagon or a buggy, something like that, because you had to have in full control, just like you do a car, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For your sake as well as for the team's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them have some mighty wild ones and then break them in, you know, and teach them which was haw and which was G, when they pulled back on the reins.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they had them old bits in their mouths that they used to have on the halters.
Uh-huh.
And I used to get some mad at them for breaking them horses with them bits. See, them bits would cut the mouth, and they would have to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it just make me so mad to see the men folks, you know, pull back on them bits, it would actually cut the mouth. I've seen lots of people, you know, back when I was a child, that was a horror to me, that they finally quit using those old-timey bits, but you could see the blood pour from them.
Oh,
and I just thought, well, if I just had a hold of you, I'd just whip you good for doing that, but I guess it was a have-to case. You know, there was lots of cruel things that they had to do in order to teach.
And what's all that gear they would put on them, you know, on the back and strap them all up?
Well, now that was called a harness.
Uh-huh.
And breeches. They used to put, they called them breeches. It was a piece of leather that went all the way down the back when they were pulling a wagon that hitched to this wagon. And that was called the breeches on to the harness.
Uh-huh.
And a collar, they put a collar on there to keep that from rubbing their stock, you know, the horses and the...
Well, what was the leather thing that came back when you were riding a horse or using the plow? You had these leather things that went from the horse.
Those were the lines.
The lines.
Those were lines.
And on a saddle, the thing you put your feet in.
Is a stirrup.
Did you ride horses? Did you ever ride?
I did when I was a young girl.
You did?
I ride one that wasn't, you know, real frisky, because I was afraid they'd throw me.
Yeah.
But, We had horses, and Daddy never would keep one that was real wild. If he had one that was real wild, he never would let us girls ride it.
Mm-hmm. If there were two horses pulling the plow, and the one that was on the left or in the furrow, did you know any name for that horse, or what?
Well, I guess one of them was the lead horse, you know what I mean? But they were right side by side, they're bound to be, each one of them bound to be pulling the same weight and the same load. Mm-hmm.